What time is it? It's time to fulfill our destiny. If you will, it's time to fulfill our purpose. The scripture says in 1 Peter chapter 3, to sum up, all be harmonious, sympathetic, brotherly, kind-hearted, and humble in spirit. Verse 9 says, not returning evil for evil, insult for insult, but giving a blessing instead. For you were called for this very purpose, that you might inherit the blessing. The purpose of God is for us to inherit the blessing. The blessing part of all that God has is not just eternal life, but a life here that has a purpose, that you're not an accident. I've said this before. You're not an accident. You're not early. You're not late. You're right on time. So many times in my life, I looked at myself like I should have been born in another century. I should have been born in the 1800s. But the reality is, I am born exactly when I'm supposed to be born. And I am called to accomplish what God has called me to accomplish. And that is part of my purpose and my destiny. You and I, when we enjoy this journey, we fulfill the whole thing that God has for us. It is that we become something that we are not now. That we become the kind of people that don't return evil for evil or insult for an insult. We become people that have a greater measure in our life than just to be like everybody else. You are called to be different. You are called to be something that we are not naturally. When we talk about becoming sons, it's to become something that doesn't have anything to do with your natural mom or your natural dad, whether you had one or you didn't have one. It's to be called to be a son of God. And that in that purpose is the blessing of inheritance. The fact that you become a person that doesn't return evil for evil or insult, but you give a blessing instead, that you become the very thing that causes another person to accomplish their purpose. One of the things that I've said, the greatest person in the kingdom is a servant, a person who is willing to serve others. We think it's more blessed to give than it is to receive, but the reality of it is, we all like to receive. Sometimes we'd rather receive than we would to give. But when our nature changes and we begin to say, you know, it's more about them than it is about me. It's more about what they accomplish than what I accomplish. It's about serving their destiny and not having them serve our destiny. As a pastor, as a minister for years, I brought people into my church to help me fulfill what God had called me to fulfill, instead of realizing that God had sent them for me to serve them. When I began to get that understanding that it was about serving the destiny and purpose of someone else, I began to experience the blessing of inheritance so much beyond my understanding that it was not just fantastic, it was incredible. I can remember when I began to understand that my job was not for, or my place was not to have a wife that cooked my dinner and washed my clothes, but that it was to have a woman in my life. My wife was someone that I could serve her purpose and her destiny. That when I did that, when I gave my life for her, when she had a problem and that problem getting resolved was more important than me, I all of a sudden began to understand the blessing. I began to understand inheritance. I began to understand why God tells me to give her a place of honor in my life. It's not about her honoring me. It's about me honoring her. It's about the Lord, not the Father honoring the Son, but it's about the Son honoring the Father. When Jesus made the statement, this is not about what I do for me, it's about what I give my life for, and that is you. I believe with all my heart, the purpose of life deals with the destiny of God about what you become, not about what you do, but about what you become.